Hey guys, it's Tracy here with the Hashtag Fish Life Podcast. I hope the new year, new decade is treating you well. Welcome to 2020. That sounds like I'm welcoming you to a TV show. I'm not. I'm just really excited about what this year can hold for me. And I hope you are excited about what's coming for you too. Whether you are looking for a new job, staying put in your job, but promoting elsewhere. You know, it's just going to be a big, big year for everyone. And I hope that you have enough in your heart and in your mind to make that happen. But while we're on the topic of new year, new me, because that seems to be a really big phrase for a lot of people is new year, new you. I'm really not on board with that. I feel like I'm still the same person that I am. I just am adventuring out into new obstacles. And I call them obstacles because they're not all going to be easy. The one thing that I don't agree with, though, is New Year's resolutions. I feel like any time is a good time to start. You don't have to wait until the ball drops. You don't have to wait until the clock strikes midnight on the 31st. There's never a bad time to put down a bag of chips, right? So whether your resolution is to lose weight and get back into the gym, or maybe you need to gain some weight because you're just at an unhealthy level, whether you are excited about saving to get that house, to get that car. Maybe you're starting a new direct sales job and you're just super excited about that. You know, we're going to talk about how direct sales can actually help the family and they're no longer considered pyramid schemes. Side hustles are legit these days. And I actually do that myself as well. So we'll talk about that in a couple of podcasts. I do realize I've been gone for a while. I have been extremely sick. I just can't seem to knock whatever's going on around the house. All the kids have had this funk and I have had this awesome cold and I'm just on the tail end of it, I believe. But also with the holidays, it can get really hectic. So I hope everybody had a great winter holiday season. I know we're not quite finished yet with them, but we're getting there. And I really, really wish all my best to you and your families and friends when you go through that. So New Year's resolutions don't have to happen at the beginning of a new year. You know, you can decide when your year starts, basically. And I don't agree with, you know, oh, well, I'm going to set this and then in 5 days, oh, oops. I just don't agree with that because I feel like a lot of times we feel like we're letting ourselves down. We really aren't. We may have set a goal that's too high for ourselves, or it just isn't the right time to achieve that goal. And I use the word goal because they are goals. They're not resolutions. They're goals. They are things we have set in our mind. And quite honestly, if you surpass your goal, you set a new one and you knock that one out the park too, right? Some of us can just set up goals and line them up and swing and they're done. Some of us take a year to achieve one goal or 2 years, and there's nothing wrong with either one of those. You work at your own pace, and if your pace is fast, congratulations. If your pace is slow, I feel you. Like, I am legitimately a person that has to take their time to achieve things. I hate that. Anybody out there who agrees with that, I understand how you feel. Like, I hate the fact that sometimes I set a goal and then I have to extend the goal date and then I have to modify the goal. And there are a lot of things that I have to do to get around to make a goal happen. But I adapt so that I can make the goal happen. It's the whole point, is getting the goal done, right? So when you are working on getting your goal achieved, when you face an obstacle, don't quit. You know, just because if your goal, we're going to use the goal of losing weight because that seems to be such a big goal. But you know, if you're using that as your goal and then you have three days in a row where you go off chart, you didn't ruin your resolution. You get back up and you adapt. You know, there's nothing wrong with falling off as long as you get up. There's that proverb whatever it is, and it says, fall down 7, get up 8. As long as you keep getting up, there's nothing wrong with it. You know, I'm not advocating you go out and, you know, eat everything on the menu at B-dubs, or, you know, that you allow yourself a cheat day to the point where you're exceeding 10,000 calories. I'm just saying that don't feel like a failure if you have to adapt and change the direction of your goal or change the timeline, there's nothing wrong with that. I have been in a position to make a side hustle work for my family, and for 3 years I thought I was doing it right, and it turns out I wasn't. And so I had to change the direction, and now that I've changed the direction, I'm doing it right. I feel like I'm bringing in what I was hoping to bring in for my family. I feel like the attitude is there for it, that, you know, I feel like I'm in a good spot with it. But it took 3 years to get there. So don't discount yourself if it takes a while to reach those goals. There's nothing wrong with you. If you get there faster, again, congratulations. It doesn't take that the same route for everyone, you know? So let's talk about New Year. New Year, new decade. So this is going to be huge. And I wish that we had been invited to a Roaring 20s, bring in the 20s New Year party. But I didn't know anybody that had one. I was kind of pissed off. Because I would have dropped everything to go to one. That would have been so fun. I hope you guys celebrated the New Year the way that you love. Whether it's sitting at home watching movies, playing with cards, crafting with your kiddos, falling asleep early, whatever you do to ring in your new year, I hope you did it right. But this new decade is huge. I was born in the late 70s, so I was in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the aughts, the 10s, and now I'm in the 20s. How crazy is that? I'm 40 years old. I've been through how many decades? That's just such a weird notion to me. We've got so many things to look forward to. There's going to be some great movies coming out in the next few years. There will be some fantastic developments in technology, I'm sure of it. We will get new personal devices, I'm sure. The iPhone will probably increase in size and cost as usual. It'll probably just be a whole back full of cameras at this point. The Samsung will probably continue its path of greatness. There will probably be an adaptation for, I don't know, the cameras there. But, you know, there's just so many things that we can look forward to. Maybe you are single and you find yourself involved with someone and you create a family with them. How great would that decade be for you? I just want you to set your sights on the good things. Now, I made a Facebook post yesterday on my personal page about how excited I was to see everyone's positive posts, but I felt like they were missing some realness. I felt like all I was seeing was the positive highlights of their year. It was like an MVP highlight reel. And I'm fine with that. And I love everybody for having a great year. But I also know these people well enough to know that they went through problems. They didn't have all the rising and shining that they claimed to have been all year. They didn't include the negative things. And remember, guys, you can't have one without the other. You can't just have good and not have meh, you know? So I kind of called some people out on it without directly calling them out. I just said, look, guys, I love you anyway. Just show me the realness. I need to see that you had the good and the bad. I need to know that that was a thing for you, because I love them as my friends regardless. And I need them to know that I don't just take the good of them. I take this not so good of them too. So when I did that, I didn't really expect much of a commentary from anybody. I just kind of expected people to be like, yeah, you're right, well, and a couple of likes. But I got people who were kind of encouraging with that. Like, yeah, you're right. You know, you can't have the good without the bad. And, you know, we definitely had some negative things, but I want to focus on the positive. And I kind of like that people were willing to admit that, yes, we had some negative, but the positive really outweighed that. And I think that's such a great mindset that, you know, yeah, it sucked in some points, but here we are. You know, I went so far as to make my post include the fact that, you know, I coded a couple of times last year when I was in the hospital. And, you know, there were There were some pretty nasty things that happened, that my husband and I have some awful fights and that we don't see eye to eye, and we know we're wrecking each other, that our marriage is at the hands of the cancer right now, and that's very scary to know. I did include some of the negatives, but I also made sure to include some positives, that our kids are amazing and they're the reason I get up every day, and that I'm so proud of the way that they're turning out, and that I have this great job, and that I got to meet family that I never even knew about. Guys, if you did listen to the podcast of me and my sister, 28 listens. Now, probably 14 of those were between her and I. I'm not going to lie, we probably listened to it a few times. But there was just this connection there. And I was so proud to include that in my positives for the year. And the fact that I have brothers that I've never met. And that I have two siblings that I grew up with my entire life that I love and adore. And their families are amazing. And they do so much for us. And we have a great circle of friends and family. You know, look at the things that you have in your life. Figure out what outweighs what. Figure out if your good is better than your bad. Because I can almost guarantee you that if you start looking at it that way, your good is better than your bad. And I have been in low points. I have been in the portions of life where I was with a partner that was physically, mentally, sexually, and verbally abusive on a daily basis. His idea of a birthday present for me was trying to get cocaine one year. You know, I've been in these awful trenches before. And I have come out. I have realized my worth. I have seen the value in myself. And that is my wish for you for 2020. As we start a new year and a new decade, my wish for you is to see the value and worth in yourself. Because you are worth it. We've never met, most of us. But I know that you're worth it. I know that you have value. And I know that you need to find it. Because it will make a difference. If you have found it, share it with people. Share your value with people. Now, I'm not saying go up to people and be like, I'm worthy. I'm valuable. Because that's not what this is. This is knowing that you were put here for a reason. This is knowing that you have a place on this earth for a purpose. You are a purpose. There is no reason for you to feel unworthy. No person can do that to you but yourself. I don't want to tell you to say it, but think it. You are worthy. I hope that this resonates with you in such a large way that, you know what, it clicks with you. And maybe one day at work, your boss is laid into you and you've got a pile in your inbox and your email inbox is just as full. And you need a break, and on that break, you just take a sigh and breathe out that bad shit and pull in the good shit and realize, you know what? I'm worthy. I'm better than this. And make that change that you need to realize you don't deserve that shit. You know, my favorite phrase is go through shit to grow through shit. That's my favorite phrase. Because quite honestly, that's how we grow, right? And that's how plants grow. They go through shit, right? To grow through shit. That's literally what they do. I mean, if you're planting with mulch and, you know, fertilizer. But the point is that we all have to go through something to grow, right? From the moment we're born, we go through something to grow. We go through birth so that we can grow. We go through growth spurts. We literally, it's not just a physical growth spurt that we go through. We go through physical growth spurts. We go through spiritual growth spurts. We go through mental growth spurts. We go through physical growth spurts. We go through so many growth spurts in our lives. Why not take advantage of that? Take advantage of the fact that you're growing. Grow towards the light instead of away from it. Don't shade yourself from the good that is you. There is good in everyone. We just have to figure out how to uncover it. So that's my wish for you for 2020, is to realize how worthy you are, that you are worth it, that you are valuable, and that you have a purpose. So Happy New Year, guys. This is a short one again. It's only about 15 minutes. But I want you to know that I value you and I think you're worthy. We've never met, but I think you're worthy and I want you to find it. So have a great new year. I'll talk to you soon. It may not be next week, but it will be soon. Bye, guys.